Network. I am your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Saturday, horny. Listen, it is Strawberry Saturday. You know I love my strawberries, my whipped cream, and the cherry on top. Listen. They have not set up the bar yet. I don't know what they're waiting on. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I have to have my strawberries on Saturday. You know what I mean? Now, listen, you guys already know I'm a champagne girl. I got to have my strawberries and my champagne, my whipped cream and my cherry. So, listen, you guys, you're not getting paid to sit down. Get about your business. You know, earn your pay. Get up. Earn your pay. Listen. It's August the 13th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home thing. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the whole hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and one infused with natural coconut, which is a Gumba Sip. But listen, I know you're looking for some more flavor choices. I know we only have vanilla and coconut, but I am trying to do the best that I very can around here. Listen. And no Bart Simpson. You can't have any Gumba Rum. You're not of age. Listen. I have some Gumba Rum Kool-Aid. Listen, we're coming out with a brand new line of Gumba Rum. Gumba Rum Kool-Aid for children. How about that? So wait for the Kool-Aid version. Listen. You know Steve Gum is C-O-N, the founder of Gum Rum. He gets to have all the fun. You know, he gets to travel all over the world. He gets to go everywhere and drink Gum Rum. And I have to sit here and do all of the work. Listen. Listen, special music showcase on today. Independent artist STD, DJ, and independent artist Pasty, and independent artist Social Gravy. I like that Social Gravy. Listen. I like to think of myself as a social butterfly. Listen. Social Gravy. I like the sound of it. They got some hot music. I heard it on yesterday. I got so excited. I say, wow, we're going to have a great time on today. Listen, you guys. Why are you on Facebook? I know you're on Facebook doing everything. You know something? We might as well just all get together, you know, all day long on Facebook, have breakfast, lunch, and dinner all together at one time. Well, oh, yeah, I guess we kind of do that already. Anyway, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, you guys know your music is being heard by who? Yes. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Yes, indeed. Listen, I'm going to kick it on off with independent artist STB DJ. He got a hot one, y'all. Listen. Y'all know the show is live. It is not pre-recorded. So when I make a boo-boo, y'all hear all the boo-boos that I make. Listen. This particular independent artist song is We Okay. Independent artist STB DJ. We Okay.
We okay? We okay, young still in the streets okay. Real ass can't be no snake. Work all night, don't need no break. Man got proof you can beat that case. Girl, I don't even gotta be this way. Let's talk it out, we don't need no break. Fine, girl, can I be your bae? Be your bae, we okay. Young still in the streets okay. Real ass can't be no snake. Work all night, don't need no break. Man got proof you can beat that case. Girl, I don't even gotta be this way. Let's talk it out, we don't need no break. Fine, girl, can I be your bae? We okay. Ain't safe, and she get money like me, okay. She don't like s*** in need, okay. You don't got money, you ain't getting no play. Too fat, you can sit on my face. Throw the back, I'ma get in your way. Just like that, girl, give me your way. Look back at it, let me see your face. See your face, take my time. Girl, I ain't even gonna waste your time. You can get on top, let me test your drive. Smoke good, cause it wrecked my mind. I ain't gonna lie, be stressed that time. Make up sex, be the best that time. Ooh, she thick, I caress her thigh. Hood that make her smile, can't resist my kind. We okay, young still in the streets, okay. Real ass can't be no snake. Work all night, don't need no break. Man got proof you can beat that case. Girl, I don't even gotta be this way. Let's talk it out, we don't need no break. Fine, girl, can I be your bae? Be your bae, we okay. Young still in the streets, okay. Real ass can't be no snake. Work all night, don't need no break. They ain't got proof you can beat that case. Girl, I don't even gotta be this way. Let's talk it out, we don't need no break. Fine, girl, can I be your bae? We okay.
We okay. Y'all know sometimes in a relationship. Now, really, what he's saying is, you know, when you're in a relationship, you've been dating somebody for a little while, and maybe the young lady decides, well, you know, I think I'm going to do something different because this really is not working out for me. Y'all know the script. You know the script. And then the gentleman says, what you mean? We okay. Let's work it out. Let's talk it out. We all right? What's the problem? And y'all know how ladies can be sometimes. Now, listen. Now, I can say this because I'm a lady and I understand. Not that I ever have done this. Sometimes, y'all know how it go. When you're in a relationship, you dating somebody, you just be telling them, well, it ain't working out for me. It ain't you. It's me. And really, you just really ain't digging into all that tough. And you just really want to, you know, get into something else. Somewhere else, and you really don't want to hurt his feelings, and you're just trying to do it in kind of a nice way. Y'all know how it is. And so, really, it ain't nothing that he could say to change the young lady's mind. So, listen, when a young lady, more times than not, when somebody tell you, it's not you. Do people even still say that? People used to say that. It's not you, it's me. So, really, it ain't even about him. You know what I'm saying? It's about the person wanting to do something else somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. They got their attention is focused somewhere else, and they really ain't interested in what you even got to say. So you can talk till you're blue in the face. You can talk all day long. You can try to hash it out, talk it out. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work because her attention is focused somewhere else. And listen, the same thing with the gentleman. Y'all know how to get into these relationship things. Now, his song was talking about we okay, so it just kind of reminded me of that. Listen. Gentlemen the same way when they're trying to, you know, kind of break it off easy and just tell the young lady, listen, sweetheart, you know you're a real nice young lady. You know how guys come at you. Well, you know, you're a real nice young lady. You know, I really like you, and I think we could still be friends. But, you know, this relationship type thing, it really ain't working out for me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with you. But, you know, our vibe just not really chilling like I thought it was going to be chilling together. So I think, you know, I think we need this on hold. You know, take a little break. You know what I'm saying? You know how guys is. That's how they flow. That's how the guy flow. When he's really a nice man, he don't want to hurt your feelings. And he just, you know, put it to you real smooth, like, because he's just that kind of person. And really, his attention is somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm going to play the next song coming up by independent artist Social Gravy. Now, listen, let me tell you a real quick story. Now, this really happened. This was some time ago. I was out on a date with a young man, with a young fella, and my attention was focused on somebody else. Now, listen, this was just a first date thing. It wasn't like we wasn't in a relationship, not like that, but I shouldn't have did what I did, but I couldn't help myself. Listen, listen, listen. We were out. My attention got focused on somewhere else, on someone else, and I was no longer interested in the person that was sitting in the booth with me. You know what I'm saying, because he really didn't have my attention in the first place. But listen, listen, listen. And so he says, you know, well, I see that your attention is somewhere else, and you're interested. He said, well, I can leave. I see your attention is somewhere else. He says, I can leave if you really want to go talk to this other person. I can leave. And I said, well, you know, I'm so sorry, but really, I do want to talk to this person. And you know, I'm so sorry. You know, and it just went down like that, and he finished his drink, and he excused himself from the restaurant. And the gentleman that kept making eye contact with me, I just got up and went over there and started talking to him, and yada, yada, yada. We ended up dating for about 2 or 3 years, and it was just fantastic. So listen, it does happen. Your attention gets focused somewhere else. So listen, I heard somebody say the other day, the best way to keep the flame going is to make every day feel like Valentine's Day. And I thought that was so sweet. Make every day feel like Valentine's Day. And just because your attention gets focused somewhere else, that does not make you a bad person. Does not make you a bad person. You know what I mean? We're all human beings. And listen, in that particular isolated event, there was a first date I was out with this guy. Never even had been out with him before. It was somebody I worked with. You know, and he just kept after me. So I just went out with him for a drink. And I really wasn't interested in him in the first place. It was just like a pity thing. You ever had that before? So anyway, listen, I got social gravy that's coming up. They are super, super hot. Social gravy, social gravy, social gravy. They are a soulful and heartfelt independent artist band from production and songwriting duo Brad Cohen and V, Bradicor, which keeps the spark within rock and roll alive. They are so hot. Listen, the first song is called Beautiful, 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 Beautiful. You're going to love this. You are going to love it. It is awesome and amazing. And I'm telling you, this band together is just phenomenal, phenomenal. I really enjoyed what they have on their music. I listened to all of their songs. It was just to die for. And I loved it. Listen, guys, come on, rock with me right here. Beautiful, social gravy.
Broken down on an open road. It's gonna be some time before I get a tow. I call you up, though my battery's low. Just your voice makes me feel at home. The way you smile proves that there's an order to this game. No miles away, it feels the same. Your eyes are so beautiful. Hide as you might, you're so beautiful. None can deny your son. Time ticks by and my mind unwinds. Can't buy the changing patterns in the sky. Waiting here helps me quantify all broken pieces that I left behind. The way you smile proves that there's an order to this game. Never the same. Let's play again. Your eyes are so beautiful.
Social gravy. Listen, you guys already know it is about millionaire music around here. Millionaire music. Social Gravy has millionaire music. You guys already know, I believe, in multiple streams of income, right? So listen, your music. That's only the beginning point. That's only the starting point. You know, it's just like a puzzle. It is just like a puzzle. Think of it this way. When I keep talking about, I know you guys have heard me talk about millionaire music. Think of it this way. Your music is just like a puzzle. And I believe in multiple streams of income, and your music is just point one. You're just getting started. So you've got this puzzle. You know, when you're a kid, you're growing up, you got this puzzle on the table, and you look at all the pieces, and you start with that one piece, right? That one piece is your music. And then you keep putting all the pieces together. They keep fitting together. And then pretty soon, you've got the puzzle all put together, and you've got this beautiful picture. Well, the beautiful picture is your million-dollar music. But you didn't get the complete picture until you put all the pieces together, right? So listen, the first piece that you start with is your music. The next piece that you put together can be your souvenirs. The next piece that you put together can be maybe a book that you write about music. Listen, some of you guys has been in the business a long time, still talking about the puzzle. Listen, a lot of you guys have been in the business a long time. Your skills are so needed to teach the other young artists that's getting into the business because they ain't got a clue on what they're doing. They really don't have a clue. Listen, and so you can put out a really nice tutorial, a really nice, easy read tutorial on how to get things started the right way. Because I tell you, my mind is just being blown around here. Sometimes I see some things that come across, and it's just like, oh, wow, you know, really, oh, okay. So listen, if you put together a little tutorial and share your wisdom and share your knowledge when it comes to music and creating, you know, a business in music, that would be so awesome. That would be so awesome. And, you know, it can be priced really moderately, like $7.99, $8.99, $10.99. That would be phenomenal. People need information when it comes to the business. And listen, that's your piece of your puzzle that you're putting together. And so when you've got that whole puzzle put together, you've got your million dollar music, but you got all these different streams that's going. So listen, it is really thing. Listen, and sometimes your music can be picked up. Now, this can happen. You can gain placements for commercials. Listen, the one guy that I started working with some years ago, now, he does voiceovers, he does commercials, he does a lot of different things with NBC, CBS, Fox, and he did something with Disney Channel a couple of years ago. But listen, that is streams of income. Well, you probably say, well, how do I land a placement with something like that? How do I get a placement? You got to do a little research. Okay, it's not easy. You got to do a little research, a little work. And I always talk about Taxi.com. It's a legit website. website that places your music. They're always looking for all different types of music. They place your music with different outfits. They may place your music with a major label. You may get signed to have a contract with a commercial. You may get picked up as a soundtrack for a project that someone is working in. So what they do at Taxi.com, T-A-X-I.com, what they do is match your music with a project that someone is looking for. You know, it's like a marriage. It's like a marriage. And then you got, boom, you got a beautiful thing. You got a beautiful thing, and then you're on your roll. You're on your way to what? Million-dollar music, million-dollar music. And the reason why I keep talking about it, because listen, Honey Buns, you guys already know, I'm not telling no lie when I say this. Honey, the streams take a little bit of time to add up until you can see a decent paycheck. Listen, I had somebody on the show. I'm going to play another song by Social Gravy. And I do have a song coming up by our independent artist, Pastor B. He's got some good stuff called Lord Willing. So listen, Lord Willing is coming up, independent artist, Pastor B. Listen, I had a guy on the show. A couple months back, he did a really nice promotion, Musical Salute. And he got a write-up with Digital Journal. And I saw it on Instagram. And I said, wow. I said, wow, really, congratulations. And I just, you know, I'm always moving really fast. And so I saw the post. I said, wow, it's really nice. You got a write-up. He said, what are you talking about? You wrote that. I'm like, huh? So really what happened, he did a promotion on the show. And the write-up, the promotion on the show was spent into a news article on him and his music. And we got to talking back and forth. And he was telling me, yeah, I do everything myself. And he's got a great, phenomenal voice. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got a great, phenomenal voice. He has a million-dollar voice. He really does. He's got a million-dollar voice. He had a number one hit song. Really. And so he's telling me, he says, you know, I've been financing this thing all on my own. So it is not easy. He was bearing his soul to me, telling me how difficult, which I already know, how difficult it is to really finance your music project and to really market and advertise. It's not easy. So when we all come together to do a little piece to help one another to get a little bit, you know, a little bit down the road, a little bit faster, it's a great and it's a beautiful thing. And so he's doing very, very well. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Pastor B, Pastor B, Pastor B. My thing is this, don't give up. You guys got great music, great products. You got million-dollar music. You got great, great, great music, great sound. I got something really phenomenal to say about Social Gravy. I really do. I really do. I really do. I really do. Listen, this is Lord Willing that's coming up by independent artist Pastor B. Take a listen.
John Dami made the beat and I'm gon' kill.
Yeah, the Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. If the devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on. The devil called him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused.
Summer. Cleaning up my mess, you know I had to call the plumber. Satan trying to call, I'm like, bro, how'd you get my number? You could call me Jack, cause we gon' chop him like some lumber. With the battle axe, come with the thunder. I be grinding and working, I'm praising my Lord and my Savior. While he's working and grinding and changing my mindless behavior. We the salt of the earth, so I guess I'll go give him some flavor. Watch me turn up on him real quick, hey, dropping big hits.
Yeah, the Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused.
The Lord working on me like a street worker. They turn my life around cause the Lord's a soul worker. Wash me down, got me drifting like a super soaker. Used to walk around cold like a big choker. Now I'm focused on the work God called me to. Touching souls in the streets, what I gotta do. Showing hope to the hopeless, what I gotta do. Blessing on the block, yep, true.
Yeah, the Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. Devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on.
the devil called him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord.
I love it. I love when he says, if the devil calls, tell him no. If I mean, I love that. And we all got to do that. If the devil calls, tell him no real fast and hang up. You know what I'm saying. He's talking about the spiritual phone now. Y'all, listen. While the song was playing, I was thinking about Pastor B. And listen, let me tell you something. I had Omalani. She's an independent artist, Omalani. She did a musical salute with me a couple months ago. She did 3 musical salutes with me. And when she first came on, I was like, wow, blown away. I said, Omalani, I said, your name is so powerful. And so Spirit began to speak a lot of different things about her music and her career. Well, let me tell you, and she, this just a couple months ago, let me tell you, she grabbed a hold to what I was saying about her music and the workshops and education. And I'm telling, that lady is going in all day. She took a hold of it and she just started doing it. I was like, what? I said, wow. And so she came back to me and she said, listen, let's do another musical salute. We just did Christmas in July. And she said, well, you know what? I never heard of Christmas in July, but let's do it. So we did it last month, July. And I'm telling you, she is like going like banana crazy. And I mean, it's just phenomenal to watch her go for the $1 million music. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Now, listen, Pastor B, let me tell you something. Then I got another song that's coming by independent artist Social Great. But let me tell you, Pastor B, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. It is okay. It is okay, because your song, Lord Willing, it is okay. It is okay. Listen. You know something? For you, it's like a line of clothing. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, all independent artists got their own line of clothing. Well, what I'm talking about is not like a regular line of clothing. I'm not talking about coming out with T-shirts or caps. For you, Pastor B, it's like fatigues, because you're military. I keep thinking about this military. Oh, my goodness gracious. Listen, so you were in the military, and you know how young people love. They love that fatigues look. You know, they love that military look. They love that rough look. What they call it, the depressed look or whatever, with the tore up jeans. And I wear them, too. I love them to death. I love them. Start wearing them, and I just love them. So listen, when you, as far as clothing line, you know, it would be like jeans, it would be like jackets. I'm telling you with Pastor B, you know, Lord work, I am telling you, that is your thing, honey, your line of clothing, you know, really rugged look, and it ain't gotta be expensive. I'm telling you, if you know anybody that can sew, and listen, when I was talking about Omalani, she does a lot of sewing things herself. She does it herself. She doesn't go out there and spend a whole bunch of money. No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in spending a whole bunch of money, especially when you're trying to make your mark with $1 million music. Okay, so listen, anyone in your circle that can do a little bit of sewing, and guess what? It is not hard to learn how to sew. You don't have to start out with the blue jean. You can do a little thing like a scarf or something. You know, when I say a scarf, I don't mean like a silk scarf. You can do that rugged look. I'm telling you, let your imagination go wow with military thing, combat. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a military man and you are a man of God. So when it comes to that, you're a foot soldier for the Lord, and you've already got that experience from being in the military. Boom, 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 bada boom. That's you. Listen, I got some more music from independent artists, Social Gravy. They are hot. They got some good stuff going on. I am telling you, this particular song is called California, California, California. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
A pretty girl disappointed once again. Hitches a ride across the border. Pick up work in a bar on Sunset Strip. Knows a guy, says he'll sort her. This town will make you or break you. Don't say I didn't warn you. Promises pain while fortunes remain in California. While she thinks of what it means to be free, she's not the one to make a fool of. She may not know, but still she dares to dream. Quick tongue, smooth talker.
was a smile to a line you made her change. Worked hard, had a good lawyer. This town will make you or break you. I say I didn't warn you. Promise is fate. Wild fortunes are made in California.
Yes, that is California, California, California by independent artist Social Gravy. Listen, they are just so hot. Listen, let me tell you something. They got some more music that's coming up, and it's going to be going on again for them tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Listen, believe it or not, there's another song that they have, and this particular band reminds me of a mixture. You know, it's so funny how mixtures, I hear mixtures in music. Now, listen, they're not all Bruce Springsteen, and they're not all John Cougar Mellencamp, but it's a combination of the two. I know this pretty well. I know this pretty well. You guys probably think I'm nuts, but listen. Listen, the two together, it's almost like a little Bruce Springsteen and a little John Cougar Mellencamp. But those songs, you know, are really, really smooth, really nice. Now, listen, they got a lot of different mixtures in their music. And I can hear that. I can hear that. So, listen, they are phenomenal. They got a lot of experience. And, you know, Social Gravy has a lot of musical experience, a lot of talent. And they, you know, they have a lot to offer other artists who don't have as much experience. I'm telling you, million-dollar music, baby. And this group is just like, really, let me tell you something. You guys need to visit their website. Let me do this really quick. I'm pretty much out of time, but I want you guys to do this. Go to your website. I keep talking about websites and your presence and your image online, your brand. Listen, Social Gravy is the best example. Listen, they have a great website. It's socialgravymusic.com. Their brand is phenomenal. And when you get to them, that website, you got these really nice luscious lips. It's got a picture of these lips, and I just love it. Just dripping with color. Just oozing with color. So listen, they got the red, a little light blue, and it's just oozing out. It's just wonderful. And then they have pictures, and you see them actually in the studio. You know, see this is the thing. This is the thing that gets me. You know, I love seeing pictures of people actually playing an instrument. And I get it. A lot of young independent artists, you know, go with the different packages that they use, you know, the digital packages. And, you know, it's okay for some projects, but sometimes you got to really sit down and feel an instrument. You got to feel a piano. You got to feel a guitar. Oh, it's just the most best experience. Listen to how I'm talking. And you know, I went for piano lessons when I was about a teenager. And the instructor tells me, oh, you got some really nice piano fingers. I said, oh, really? And so I took a couple lessons only because this guy that was interested in me was taking the lessons. And listen, it just wasn't for me. Playing the piano wasn't for me. I couldn't get in, and so I just went on and started doing something else. And listen. But, guys, listen, you got to take a look at this website. They're in the studio. You see them playing the piano. And it's really, really nice to see that. So, listen, take a look at socialgravymusic.com. Take a look at their website. Click on music. You can click on blog. And they've got a lot that's going on. You can take a look and see what's going on. And it's just phenomenal. You can click on photos, you know, and you'll be able to see the pictures. Really, really nice. They got a nice thing. They really do. It's like Bruce and John Mellencamp. These two got a nice look. They got a perfect partnership. You guys are just awesome. So listen, I ain't got to tell you. You already know because you've been in the business for quite a while. So listen, I got to get on up out of here because I am out of time. And Social Gravy, always give everybody kisses. Love you guys. You guys are so powerful and so phenomenal. Keep doing what you do. Love the juice that you're putting out there in the music and entertainment business. Great, phenomenal. 10 plus. Listen, guys, I got to go. It's been a super cold stone blast. And guess, get my champagne ready. Get the champagne ready, okay? Put the strawberries in there. Listen, you guys, in the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.